This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Kharka with the news. The headlines first. International Labour Day marked in Nepal by organising various programmes. 7-point agreement reached between government and founder of National Innovation Centre Mahabir Pun to establish a fund for research and innovation. Tatapani Transit Point at Nepal-China border in Sindhupalcho comes into full operation. And Russia launches second Freedom missile attack on Ukraine in 3 days. Now the news in detail. The International Labour Day has been marked today, including in Nepal, by organising various programmes. The day is celebrated on the 1st of May worldwide in commemoration of the workers' movement in Chicago of the USA in 1886 that demanded respect and right to workers. Also known as May Day, the International Labour Day is observed to commemorate the importance of slogan of 8 hours of work, 8 hours of recreation and 8 hours of rest for every worker while organizing the labor relations. A 7-point agreement has been reached between the government and founder of National Innovation Center, Mahabir Pun, Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister Purna Bahadur Khadka and Mahabir Pun signed the agreement. Pun was staging a sit-in demanding the government give priority to innovation and research in the country. Deputy Prime Minister and Pun held a meeting yesterday which remained positive. As for the agreement, the government would establish a fund to run research and innovation in an integrated manner. The fund would be utilized for operating research-oriented activities. According to the Secretariat of Deputy Prime Minister Khadka, a bill would be tabled and endorsed in the Federal Parliament for the operation and management of the fund. The government and Pun have agreed to make the draft of bill within the next 60 days in consultation with concerned stakeholders. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says an intense opposition is necessary to end the tendency of exploiting workers. In his address to the 8th National General Convention of All Nepal Federation of Trade Unions in Kathmandu today, Prime Minister Dahal said neoliberalism introduced a new form of exploitation and suppression on workers, community and the mass. The head of the government is stating that the incumbent government has taken some significant decisions in favour of labours. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his confidence that the Rashtriya Swatantra Party would join the government under his leadership. At Prime Minister with Journalists programme organised by Press Centre Nepal Chitwan in district today, the head of the government said that the discussion was being held to include Rashtriya Swatantra Party in the government. Prime Minister Dahal is stating that the ruling coalition would race to a conclusion after discussion, clarifying that they have, however, not raised to a position to leave the ministries demanded by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. He also claimed that the incumbent government would go for 5 years. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisane has been elected the parliamentary party leader of the party. A meeting of the parliamentary party unanimously selected party president Lamisane as its leader. Chief Whip of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party Santosh Pariyar informed that the meeting also picked leader Nisa Dangi as the whip of the party. He further said that the joint meeting of the party's central committee and the parliamentary party scheduled on Friday would decide on whether to continue support given to the government. The Tatapani transit point at Nepal-China border in Sindhupalcho district has come into full operation from today. The transit point became formally operational from today since the 2015 Gorkha earthquake, corona pandemic and flood occurred in the Bhutikosi River. Tatapani Custom Office Chief Dayananda Kishi said 3 containers left for China this morning from the transit point. The Nepalese and Chinese officials in a meeting in Lhasa last month had agreed to bring the Tatapani transit point into full operation. The government continues efforts for safety and rescue of Nepalese in Sudan amidst a challenging security situation there. According to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, the government is in regular contact with the Nepali citizens in the country in Northeast Africa, and Nepali embassy in Cairo of Egypt continues to update about their situation and rescue as well. So far, 30 Nepali citizens, except for security personnel deputed for the UN peacekeeping missions there, are said to have come into contact with the embassy. As per the request of the embassy, the Saudi Arabia government cooperated to safely bring 19 Nepalese from the Port Sudan to Jeddah of Saudi Arabia. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. It's time for a short break.
मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नु पर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र फेसबुक ट्विटर इन्स्टाग्राम भाइबर व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस् नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज A record number of climbers are attempting to scale the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest, this spring. According to the Department of Tourism, a total of 466 climbers from 43 groups have obtained permits. Among them, 98 are female and remaining 368 are male. As per the statistics of the department, climbers eyeing to scale Mount Everest this season are from 65 different countries, including from Nepal. In 2023, 323 climbers from 44 groups had obtained permission for Everest expedition. Now a sports news update. The final match of the ACC Men's Premier League One-Day Cricket Tournament was postponed today due to rain. Host Nepal and the UAE were contesting for the title at the Tio Cricket Ground in Kirtipur when rain forced the match to be stopped and thereby postponed for 9 a.m. tomorrow. According to Cricket Association of Nepal, CAN, the match will resume tomorrow from where it was stopped today. The match was stopped in 27.3 overs, with the UAE struggling at 106 for 9 wickets. Put to bat first after losing the toss, the UAE lost wickets at regular interval with only one wicket left and just 106 runs on the board. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russia has launched a series of missiles at Ukrainian cities in the second pre-dawn attack in 3 days. According to the BBC, Pavlorad, a logistics hub near the central city of Dnipro, was hit ahead of a much-anticipated counteroffensive by Ukraine. The strike sparked a major fire, destroyed dozens of houses, and wounded 34 people. Hours later, the air-raid alert sounded across the country, with the capital Kiev among the targets. Across the country, the Ukrainian army said it shot down 15 of the 18 cruise missiles that had been fired. Nurses in England have walked out, affecting some critical services for the first time. According to the Al Jazeera, Monday's industrial action is the latest stoppage in an increasing bitter dispute with the government over pay and conditions. The 24-hour strikes comes after members of the Royal College of Nursing earlier this month voted to reject a 5% government pay increase offer. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at some places of hill region of the country and at a few places of the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. International Labour Day marked in Nepal by organising various programmes. Seven-point agreement reached between government and founder of National Innovation Centre, Mahavir Pun, to establish a fund for research and innovation. Tatopani Transit Point at Nepal-China border in Sindhupalchok district comes into full operation. And Russia launches second Freedom missile attack on Ukraine in 3 days. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlinedailynepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.